Hello and welcome back to Hard Fact to Nigeria Info and Herimpun Harko Time Diet. 8 minutes come past 5 o'clock. Discussions continue now, and thanks for staying tuned. Now we move on to the matter of endorsements. Apparently, that caused quite some, it's raised quite some dust lately. Remember, the presidential candidate of the Liberal Party, Peter Obi, received some endorsement recently from former President Olusegun Obasanjo, and the candidates of the, or the aides or representatives of candidates of the other major parties had a thing or two to say about that. The APC, the PDP, and I think one or two other parties, possibly the STP as well, had something to say about that. Well, speaking of endorsements, Peter Obi has received another endorsement, and this time from Edwin Clark. Now, here's a version of the story from the Premium Times. 2023, Edwin Clark endorses Peter Obi. Former Federal Commissioner of Information, Edwin Clark, has endorsed the presidential candidate of the Labour Party, Peter Obi, for the forthcoming election. Clark is considered a leader, an influential voice in the South Nigeria. He told reporters in his residence in Abuja on Tuesday that Obi will unite the country with his move to restructure it if he wins the presidential election, according to a report by Vanguard. Clark said the Niger Delta people wish to see a Nigeria where there would be true federalism, especially in the areas of power devolution and resource control, and that this aspiration has been presented by PANDEF to Obi. Quote, that the vision statement shared by Peter Obi at the occasion as it relates to making Nigeria more productive, using the rich resource endowment in every part of the country, curbing waste and fighting corruption, and creating jobs for our teeming youths through innovative initiatives is very commendable. That his restated commitment to restructuring and devolution of power will promote harmony, a peaceful coexistence amongst the states and constituent parts of the country. That his vision for more equity and justice as it pertains to the South region, which in the past 60 years has produced much of the revenue for the national economy, but has been neglected with little impact in terms of infrastructure and social development, is convincing and commendable. Peter Obi's commitment to environmental justice to the cleanup of the Niger Delta polluted communities is most welcomed, given that even the ongoing organic cleanup has been rather slow. So let's talk about this for a bit. I remember as well, but let's put this side by side, the situation with the G5 governors, which, well, maybe one way or another, may be led by the Rivers State governor. Yes, he don't seem to be the most outspoken amongst them. Well, not long ago, precisely late last year, December last year, the governor did say that he will announce his presidential candidate in January. River State Governor Yesu Mwike says he will make his preferred presidential candidate known in January 2023. The governor said this on Thursday. This was, by the way, sometime last December last year. He will also campaign for his adopted candidates nationwide. Quote, from January next year, I will campaign to my people whom they will vote for. So all of you who have been in suspense, who have been saying all kinds of things, abusing me, wait January is here. Not only will I tell them whom to vote, I will move from state to state for campaign and why they should vote for the person. Nothing will happen. All right, so that said, once again, Edwin Clark has endorsed the Liberal Party presidential candidate, Peter Obi. The River State Governor, a member of the G5, the group of five governors of the belonging to the PDP, has also said that he will announce his preferred presidential candidate in January. Now, do you see a link here? Is Edwin Clark's endorsement of Peter Obi an indication of who the G5 will support, the group of five governors, that is a question I'm asking you at this time. Join the conversation, if you will. Lines open, 0700-93093 is the number to call. That's 0700-93093. We are live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. I suppose we are. Also live on Twitter, at NigeriaInfoPH. Let's get your take on this. Is Edwin Clark's endorsement of Peter Obi an indication of who the G5 will support? Do you think there's any connection? Do you even think the G5 will support the same candidate? Or do you think there's a chance that they might go in different directions eventually? Remember, I think it was Samuel Autumn who, somewhat suggested or hinted, if you will, at a support of Peter Obi's ambition as well. I'll try to get some excerpt from Samuel Otham's recent comment on that as well. We're live once again on Facebook and Twitter, Nigerian for PH. So the phone lines now, Chisom Jones from Lakaya. Chisom, you're welcome. Please go ahead. Oh, Chisom is not there. ...2023, Edwin Clark endorses Peter Obi. Is there any connection? Is Edwin Clark's endorsement of Peter Obi an indication of who the G5 will support? Remember, Yesomuke of River State, they say he will announce his preferred presidential candidate in January. Is there a connection? Samuel Otham recently as well gave a hint that he might be supporting Peter Obi. I'll dig that up shortly. And I've got Jiru Jai on the line from RGP. Welcome, go ahead.
Yeah, good day.
Go ahead, please.
True of G5. My principal, that is the governor of River State, is a person that I know that for the past, since 1999, I've been with him, and he can never make mistake. So whoever that he says we should follow is replace myself and my followers.
Do you think that Edwin Clark's endorsement is any way tied to either the River State governor or the entire G5? Do you think it is a connection between Edwin Clark's endorsement and who the G5 will support?
Really, I cannot say so because everybody with his opinion.
Okay, great to hear from me. Remember, you can also join via facebook.com/Nigerian4PH or via Twitter at Nigerian4PH. Once again, 2023, Edwin Clark endorses Peter Obi. Will this in any way affect how the G5 governors or the position of the G5 governors? Do you think there's a connection? Also, do you think that the River State governor will support the position of Edwin Clark? And also, do you think that the G5 governors, the G5 group, will support the same candidate? That's another perspective to this as well. I've got Mike on the line from Burikuri. Hi, go on.
Yeah, good evening once again.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I strongly believe that the G5 will draw that line. And the reason is Edwin Clark and then Bode George are some of the people the G5 consulted, and they are moving on the same trend. You know, there are certain things politicians do, where somebody, it is better you say it first. They are taking their decision already. That is my own position. I know they have taken
their decision. Who has taken their decision already?
I mean, the G5 have taken a position on who to support already.
Who do you think that person is?
I think it's Peter Obi.
Why do you think? Is it because of Edwin Clark's comment or some other reason?
Sorry, come on with that question.
Is it because of Edwin Clark's endorsement or do you have some other reason?
Okay, Edwin Clark's endorsement is in addition to Obasanjo. When Obasanjo endorsed it, that's when I know that the G5. And then after that, Otum also made some statement that is not very clear, but tilting towards that direction too. So that's when I now know that the G5 for now has not been divided.
Did you hear when the River State Governor said he had hoped that OBJ had not spoken or endorsed anyone?
Very well, political statement. It's very clear. He said, if you're also listening, he said, pray OBJ did not make statements. So that means that you already know what OBJ will say.
Okay, hello. Great to hear from you. Imando from Rumulumini. Hi, go on.
Well, good evening.
Go ahead, please.
Dayo, he said whether as Edwin Clark has done it to be what the first governor will also do the same. That I said in every forum, but Wike will not support anybody that Atiku Abubakar. Take it to free. I know Governor Wike, I know, but he just make it as a bride, making kind for the bride. That's what he's doing. Wike will not support anybody that Wike will support Atiku Abubakar in this election.
How about the G5, the rest of the G5?
All of them. Back in days, running for governor in PDP. Also running for senate in PDP. Passing from PDP. They going for PDP. Will they now stay in PDP and support another party? It's not possible. It will not work.
What if Iyoche Ayu does not step down? Which is the condition that the Rivers State governor especially has given?
Ayo will not step down. Ayo will never. Emota from this election. I'll step down this time. Ayo will not step down.
And in spite of that, you are convinced that Yesen Wike will still support Atiku for the presidential election?
Now, today is 4th of January 2023. I will remind you and say again, Govike will support Atiku Abubakar. I don't go for Govike. Later tomorrow, he will change my his politics. Between here and here, I remember one friend between here and this man, he said governor. After he's talking, he said governor, quarter, later he said his politics. That's what he will do again. I don't go for Govike. He will work for Atiku Abubakar this election. Take it to the bank and bank it. I will come and remind you again. I don't go for Govike. How will he do that? If he goes from PDP and goes to another party, he can't, not supposed to go right to INEC. It's for all the candidates of PDP. No one support them now. Don't say it. But no, there's no way we can work for enough than PDP. I'm good with my brother.
Hello, Stanley from GRA. Hi, go on.
Yeah, good evening, Dio.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, for me, it could be a strong indication that that of the G5 governors may just turn likewise. Yeah, because considering the region that most of the G5 governors come from, the South, who can't rule that off from this political equation, you know.
Peter Obi is not the only one that's from the South. The APC presidential candidate is from the South as well.
Yeah, but then you can see that most of the
I'm sure there are other candidates from the South also.
Yeah, but we are looking at the leading players.
Okay, the APC candidate is from the South then.
Yes, yeah, these are the leading players. Quite all right. That of the APC candidate, and also that of the Labour Party candidate. These are the leading players in the South. And so when matters like this come up, we look at these two candidates with no disrespect to the others anyway. Yeah, so, but from my own understanding, my own observation, I think the everything is tilting towards Peter Obi, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially from those from the Southeast, South, you know. And then if you look at the body language of the G5 governors, even when they try to associate them with that of the APC candidate, they quickly refute it. They have a way of quickly refuting it immediately. But when it comes to that of Peter Obi, they don't openly or expressly make a statement to refute it. Most times they just ignore it, you know.
And are you convinced the G5 governors will all support the same candidate?
Well, the issue of conviction, it's possible. That's the way I could put it. Yeah, it's very possible. It's likely. You know, it's likely. Because there are two things really there. At the end of the day, they may likely end up with OB or reconcile with their party. Personally, I don't see them, you know, that would be like a kind of 360 degree going to APC, endorse APC or any other candidate. So for me, I look at it may just be that they may end up with Obi, or possibly find a way to make peace with their party and remain there.
Stanley, you know. Great to have your intensive contribution. Jackery from Rumbukrushi, hi, you have a minute, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Dayo.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think for me, I think Wike is in a crossroad, you know, at this time. And based on body language and the recent statement, I guess he was just not come out to endorse anybody, to support anybody.
But he did announce already that he will announce his preferred candidate in January.
Yeah, he did. We're all waiting for tomorrow, which is January 5th. But based on recent statements and thereabouts, you know, he recently was threatened concerning his expulsion or this thing. And that definitely, as a politician, is a big deal. So he just cannot, I don't think he will come out and work for Atiku, but he will just quietly just go like that.
John Craig, great to have him in. Commercial break coming up right now. Stay with us, please.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. 26 minutes to go before 6 p.m. Discussions continue now. 2023, Edwin Clark endorses Peter Obi. Former Federal Commissioner of Information Edwin Clark has endorsed the presidential candidate of Labour Party Peter Obi for the forthcoming election. He told reporters in his residence in Abuja on Tuesday that Obi would unite the country with his move to restructure it if he wins the presidential election, according to a report by Vanguard. Also remember that the G5 governors are yet to announce whom they're going to be supporting in the general elections, especially the presidential election. But the Rivers State governor, Yesomika, late last year, did state that he is going to announce his preferred presidential candidate in January. It might be just a matter of days before he eventually does that. Do you think there might be a connection between Edwin Clark's endorsement of Peter Obi and Governor Yesu Mike's preferred candidate, or even the candidate, preferred candidate to the G5 governors? And do you suppose that the G5 governors would endorse the same candidate as well? Also, remember, or do note rather, that Benue State Governor Samuel Otem did make some cryptic comments recently. Story here from Premium Times. Governor Otem backs Obasanjo's endorsement of Peter Obi. Governor Samuel Otem of Benue State has lauded former President Olusegun Obasanjo for endorsing Peter Obi for the 2023 presidential election. Obi, who is the presidential candidate of the Labour Party, clinched Mr. Obasanjo's endorsement for the top job after months of speculation. And reacting to the former president's endorsement of Obi, Benue State Governor on Tuesday said, were he not a member of the PDP, he would have personally led Mr. Obi's campaign across Nigeria. In a statement issued by Teva Akase, Special Advisor, Media and Publicity to Mr. Otem, the governor noted that Obi possesses the qualities of a leader and he will be a true president of the country by guaranteeing justice, equity and fairness for all Nigerians. It added, Governor Otem strongly recommends Peter Obi to Nigerians as the man who has the capacity to effectively tackle the economic, security and other challenges facing the country. Cryptic once again, or maybe not so cryptic, actually. But once again, the endorsement of Peter Obi by Edwin Clark, is it an indication of how of whom the G5 governors, members of the G5 will support, or Governor Wike for that matter? And do you also think the G5 will support the same candidate? Lines open. Call 0700-93-093. Live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. Also, let's get your take. Once again, number to call 0700-93-093. All right, got a caller from Rumola. Hello, you're welcome. Go ahead, please.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, go ahead.
Okay, it's political, you know, season and the endorsement. And when these endorsements cry, some come, some cry, and some laugh. Some persons have talked about how important are they.
Mm-hmm.
The endorsements are as important as Barack Obama endorsed President Biden. And you know how much he's worth votes. But on the matter on discussion, how important is the endorsement of Edwin Clark, an elder statesman from the South, a prominent member of PANDEF, is very important.
No, we're not discussing the importance of endorsement again. I think other matters have overshadowed that. But do you think it might be an inkling to the River State Governor's position, or the G5 for that matter?
As is it the Edwin Clark own or the OBJ own?
No, the Edwin Clark endorsement.
I don't know how close Governor Edson Wike is to Edwin Clark. However, I want to take the endorsements, you know, and put all of them in a basket and say, what are they going to, what influence will they have? And I don't even think they are going to have any influence. Yenishi has already made up his mind. He's yet to talk. Hello?
Yeah, go on.
Yenishi has already made up his mind. It's just that he's here to talk. If you look at his body language, he's even more than body language. If you look at the things that he says, of course, you and I know his mind will not go towards Atiku. And he has talked about Muslim candidate not being an option. Or is Ikwan Kwaso he's going to go to? So it's only one-way traffic, you know? No going back, no going front. It's only a matter of time.
What if Iyocha Ayu steps down tomorrow morning?
Iyocha Ayu stepping down. that Iyocha Ayu will not step down. Some of these things are more than politics. Iyocha Ayu will never step down. I don't know why. That is part of the prayer some persons are praying. I don't know why you sacrifice five governors because of one party chairman. I don't know how they did it, but I think like some persons have been saying, maybe it's divine eventually, but me, I don't know. No, I don't think he will step down. That's my opinion.
And then, good to hear from you. Emmanuel John's conversation from Iwofe. Hi, go on.
Hi, Mr. Dayo. Good evening.
Hi, Emmanuel, go ahead.
Okay, I have listened to a lot of persons complain about all the What did I call it now? Anointed candidates and nominations and the rest.
Endorsements, you mean?
Endorsements, as it were, from various persons. For me, I feel that those things don't really matter. I just feel that people will endorse. On the day of the election, that's when we really know what will happen.
Yeah, Emmanuel, you may have a point. It might matter, it might not matter. However, how important it is, whether it carries any weight or not, is quite irrelevant to this conversation. What I'd like to know from you is, do you suppose Edwin Clark's endorsement in any way is connected to the position or the preferred candidate of Governor Yeso Mwike, or the G5 for that matter?
It depends on the relationship that these governors have with Edwin Clark. That's first. Sometimes there was a caller who mentioned on radio, sometimes people will tend to support you, and their support will even make you lose an election. So throwing your weight at Peter Obi might even make him lose an election. So for me, I just feel that they should just allow Peter Obi run with his free will than try to lean their weight on him, because some of these people don't even like the Edwin Clark. So if he's supporting him, it could even make them change their mind towards even voting for him.
So who do you think the G5 will go with?
All right, thank you.
Okay. Other man from the warfare, go ahead, please.
Hello, Daniel. Good evening.
Hello, go on. Hello. +07900-923-093. That's the number to call. Edwin Dayo, or Elusha Akini writes, whoever Governor Wick endorses does not matter because he's only going to vote once. However, amongst the G5 governors, two or three of them are on the ballot, hence the preference might differ because of individual political ambitions. Regardless, okay, all right, the obedience can do what they want, I suppose. Hello, Dial. I think the spirit of endorsement are independent of each other. It says nothing about the G5. In fact, Governor Wike just last week was admonishing PANDEF to be non-partisan and focus on agitation for welfare of the Niger Delta people. But I do believe that common interests unite them in their endorsement. As for the G5, I think the G5 would become G2 and G3 or G4 and G1. Governor Autumn, Governor Ugwayi, and Governor Ikpeazu, who are all on the senatorial ballots, would for their own good support Atiku, because knowing the way and pattern which those who usually vote always vote, if the party they vote in the presidential is who they vote in a senatorial and reps ballot, endorsing a non-PDP presidential candidate puts their own election at huge risk. And that's some text. Felix from Mpoli, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Zayo. I think Ayu will not step down. And if Ayu does, it's a slap to Atiku, the presidential candidate of PDP. He will lose more. He will be humiliated. As for me, I think Ayu should stay on. And let the G5 governors decide who they will vote for.
Do you think the G5 governors will go for the same person?
They will not go for Atiku, but they will lose most of their followers. They will lose most of their followers.
So who do you think the G5 governors will go for? Will back?
I think the G5 governor will go for Tinubu, not Labour Party, not.
In spite of Edwin Clark's endorsement.
Edwin Clark, forget about the endorsement of Edwin Clark. This is not the first time. Though it's a statement, but I think his endorsement will not be productive to Nigeria.
All right, Felix. Emmanuel from Rumokoro, hi there, go on.
Hello, good evening, Dario.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, Edwin Clark endorsing Obi will not change anything. Chief Obasanjo endorsing him.
Okay, but whether or not, Emmanuel, whether or not it changes anything or affects the outcome of the election is irrelevant to this conversation. Do you think it's in any way linked to the G5 governor's preferred candidate? And do you think the G5 governors will endorse the same candidate?
Well, the body language of, like, the leader of the G3 governors seem to speak in favor of Ahmed Bola Tinubu of the APC, but the governor of Benue State, Autumn, seem to favor Obi. So it's like their camp are divided. They have not agreed on a particular person, but we will wait tomorrow on the 5th when Governor Nyotom Wike said he will tell his people who to vote for. So we want to hear from him.
Who are those in the G3 that you mentioned?
I said G5 governor.
Oh, you mentioned G3 just a while ago.
Okay, I'm sorry. I made a mention of G3.
Okay. You said their leader is favoring Bola Tinubu of APC. Who is the leader, and how has he favored Bola Tinubu?
Yeah, with their last meeting in London, they said they held a meeting with Ahmed Bola Tinubu, but there are some grounds that they refused to agree on, because they were asking Ahmed Bola Tinubu to surrender the senatorial seat in Tofia State to them, and the governorial seat.
But the River State governor, on arrival to Port Harcourt, the River State governor denied that. The Tinubu camp also has released a statement denying that that meeting took place.
Okay, if that be the case, we are waiting for him. Now, tomorrow he will give us the direction where to go.
Okay, Manuel. Oh, my. Oh, Manuel pounded me, thought he were done. I doubt Wike will support Peter Obi. Reason is that Barrett. Oh, okay. Let's see. I think I've got some comment via. I'll get back to the comments in a moment, I suppose. All right, Wike may support Tinubu because he's fraternizing with Sanwo-Olu and inviting him to commission projects. He seems to be in good terms with Oshiomhole. The other G5 members may have different choices apart from Atiku. That's from Dennis. All I can tell is that Governor Wike has a tool with which he fights effectively, and that's the judiciary. I think the G5 may support one candidate because of their name integrity. If they don't, it means they are not speaking as one, and the fight for Iyocha's resignation is not real. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, if you're there, please go ahead. Hi there, all these endorsements flying left, right and centre hold no water. Edwin Clark can't make Governor Wike support Peter Obi. His mind, Wike, is already made up. All that remains is for him to speak, and it's not Peter Obi. So, Sammy, if it's not Peter Obi, who is it then? And are the rest of the G5 going to support that candidate as well? What the major news coming up top of the hour at 6 p.m. Edwin Clark has endorsed Peter Obi, presidential candidate of Labour Party. Maybe in a day or so, the River State Governor, Yesen Wike, will announce his preferred presidential candidate. Is there any link, and will the G5 governors be supporting the same candidate as well? Hello, you're welcome.
Yeah, good evening.
Hi, go ahead.
My name is Chidi. I'm calling from Africa.
Go ahead.
For me, I think IU should not resign at all. IU should just stay put. And for the G5 governors, I feel that the body language of Nyesom Wike is tilted towards. Can you hear me?
Yeah, tilted towards who?
Yeah, it's tilted towards Bola Tinubu, because he was the reason why Obi had to leave. Yes. Yeah, he was the one that fought with Obi to make sure that Obi does not succeed, and Obi had to quietly leave. So it would be a slap on him to not turn around to support Obi, that he first of all edged out of PDP. So I think he will go for Bola Tinubu. But then, he's not going to have the support of all the five governors. So that their integrity is going to have a crack, because not all of them are in support of one person.
So who are the others going to go for? Do you know? Do you have an idea?
Otom, of course, will go for Obi. Otom has already told anybody what he said, but he cannot vote for a Fulani man. And a Fulani man is Atiku Abubakar. All right? In fact, the fact that IU is even staying put is a game plan. A Fulani man would not be allowed to buy a Benue man, because they are the most casualty in this issue of Fulani headsmen. These people are the people that fight it most. So they cannot, in their very wide eye, allow a Fulani man to still rule this country again from what they suffered. So all those ones IU is doing is just a game plan. They're just to scuttle the chance of a Fulani man. And that's not the truth.
All right.